The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this 16th day of June, 2017. Mike in Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, John, I was wondering if you'd heard of a new computer platform called Ethereum?
No.
I'm going to send you an email link later, and I suggest you watch it. It's a blockchain cloud platform that will allow somebody who wants to compete with Bitcoin to basically put it on top of there. And the advertisements that they're using for this, I don't believe that it's as secure as they claim, which none of it is. But the step that's going to take us from this nice level of tyranny to the level of tyranny you alluded to before the break, I think the piece of machinery that's going to do it is this new Ethereum program.
Send it
it's
over.
It's creepy as heck. It actually scared me, and I'm not surprised by much these days.
Yeah.
I expect to see what we're seeing. But this one actually startled me. So.
All right, well, send it over. I'll take a look at it.
Sounds good. Have a good show, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Alan in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Alan.
Good evening, Mr. Stadtmiller.
How you doing?
Oh, just laying here sitting on the sidelines, just sick and disgusted like anyone with a brain in this country should be.
Mm.
You know, I will have to say that, you know, Trump has not disappointed me, you know, one little bit at all, because I lost that naivety years ago to have any expectation that anyone that has the ability to get into that post is going to do us any good.
Or allowed, you know, or allowed to do any good. And here's, let me backtrack here for a second. Since when did the CEO of the corporation, since when did the branch of government take over as commander-in-chief, rule by executive order, centralized federalist wet dream here, centralized government in Washington, D.C., just as the Constitution is supposed to limit the function of government, it's also supposed to limit the guy that's the head of the executive.
Yeah. You know, anyone that I consider that I see going for that post, you know, is basically, I guess the easiest way to put it is a psychopath. And I really can't recall knowing any really good humanitarian psychopath in my life, you know, that I can remember, you know,
well,
hearing about.
You haven't heard of the UN? Okay. there's a wonderful group.
Yeah, John, I've watched, and I watched them stand on the sidelines in Rwanda while Tutsis were running around hacking up hooties and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, they're just great people. Yeah,
well, and of course, the blue helmeted ones, they like to join in some of the activities of the robbing and looting and pillaging, and you know, they're just the best of the best from whatever country they come from. Yeah,
just trying to make their mama proud of them.
That's all.
Yeah, I hate to be so sarcastic, you know, John, but you know, when I hear anyone, you know, especially someone who's supposedly, you know, supposedly in the movement and has kind of figured out what's going on, or whatever you want to call the movement, you know, when I hear anyone start talking, you know, Republican, Democrat, you know, that dichotomy is just, I mean, you should be get rid of that preconception in preschool into this learning process. Because, you know, it's one of the easiest ways that they do it. And I just want to, yeah, I know you do too, you know, John, and actually, John, when you get upset on your show, and you'll, you know, I don't know why I'm still doing this blank, you know, and you get up and leave the air for a little bit, I find that refreshing, John, because we've all been trained not to show our anger and, you know, and what really pisses us off. You know, it doesn't have to go to violence at this point in time yet.
Well, and I've been involved in the Liberty Movement and different functions of that for a long time, up to and including the militias of the 90s. You know, so, yeah, I understand. Even with all the militias that were organized, they weren't organized to go and rob and pillage and break into stores and loot and just shoot people at random or, you know, be covered by the media in a positive light. We weathered that, and they kept saying, oh, the violence of the right. No, are you kidding? We used to openly practice on the public roads in Michigan in full combat gear, and the cops would show up and go, hey, we're part of the unorganized militia, just out here doing some training. Oh, okay, just wanted to check up on you. And that would be it. For all the years of that, Alan, for all the years I spent in Michigan, I had to put out a few fires. But these people were not arrested. They weren't touched. We never committed any acts of violence in that state or any other state in the unorganized militia. So,
yeah. You know, John, that's the only way I can, you know, because I can see, you know, I've never, you know, I've not been in your shoes, definitely, you know. But and I know that there are good, you know, what I call them, you know, the redneck backbone of this country. You know, whether you consider yourself a redneck or not, you're a good, you know, person who just wants to be able to live a good life and have the same for your family and your friends and the people around you. You know, you don't want to control anyone. You just want to be left alone and to conduct your business as you feel fit. You know, as long as it doesn't impede and harm your neighbors or anything.
Well, but
you know, you should be able to do what you want.
Well, yeah, but that's on a personal and personal freedom scale. But right, what I was more interested in is not having the government take those freedoms away for pretended offense, of which they have masterfully done. I mean, I'm looking at this right now on all the mechanisms that were set up to turn this country into a police state, and supposedly with justified reasons, without any real debate, no real facts being brought forth, no real dialogue to point out the most simplistic truths of it all.
Well, you know, we know that this is where, you know, everyone laughs, you know, when you say social engineer, but, you know, those people are out there, the propagandists, whatever you want to call them. You know, we understand that, you know, they know what makes the human tick, and they know that all they have to do is, you know, say, you know, throw Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain, more at 10, and everyone will be glued to their television set to see what's happening to the little, you know, Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain.
Well, after all,
you know, they know what pulls on our heartstrings, and they know how to manipulate us. And once you come out of that, it's so easy to see. Then you want to pull your hair out because you try to explain it to everyone around you. And why they can't see it is just a real mystery.
That's because they've not put their mind in the proper space. They don't have the input or influx of information that would kick their brain into synapsing and once again functioning as a brain should.
And you know, Mike Herzog, you know, last night on his show, played an interview that was on Caravan to Midnight, you know, with J.B. Wells, with a guy I'm sure you've heard of named George Webb, and I've heard him interviewed. I've heard Jeff Renz interview him, you know, over a couple of years. You know, I've heard him do interviews, and you know, he himself was one of those. Once again, he admits that, you know, well, in the intelligence business, you know, you have to put out some disinformation, but if you listen to the guy, if you didn't hear his show last night, go back and listen to it. And just listen to the way what this guy presents as to the structure and the ultimate objectives of this whole, what you want to call it, deep state that's going on now.
I got one better. Alan, I got one better for you.
Yeah.
I have posted up Myron Fagan's Illuminati album, the LP that he came out with back in the early 70s. That lays out the plan. It is not deviated from that. Talks about the banks, the control, The social engineering or re-engineering talks about all of that stuff. Do I need an intelligence guy to pop up and tell me that? No, Meyer and Fagan told me that long, long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but but like I said, this was involving the actors that are here now, the Comeys and the everyone else involved in that structure, kind of whether I couldn't say it's exact 100% perfect, but I've done a lot of reading, a lot of listening, a lot of searching with my own brain and trying to figure things out, and what he presents as what's going on with these people now, and he names a whole lot of names that are involved in this, and kind of the different levels, and why Hillary was knocked out because she's bad for business, and the whole thing is basically at least at this level, we know there are higher levels that really run the whole freaking planet,
mm-hmm.
but at our level in our government and what's actually being done to us and how they're playing games with the whole the public out there is as far as I could tell, it was almost a beautiful just snapshot of the way I've really kind of been able to figure it out myself.
All right. Well, ironically, I'm going to be doing a piece on some of the issues you just touched on. So, Alan, I thank you for your call.
Yeah, anytime, John.
All right, sir. All right, thanks. And Kurt Nimmo, that used to work for Alex Jones, he's a good writer. I don't agree with all of what he writes or his summations on some things. And his, I guess his website, Another Day in the Empire, I guess that's his website. He says that the so-called liberty movement is dead. And he makes some good points here. He says, well, not dead, but on life support. And there's still hundreds of websites covering issues that matter, while the Fox, FAUX, liberty movement is doing battle, busy doing battle with their ideological polar opposite, the alt-left, for a lack of a better name. For instance, alt-right journalist Mike Cernovich asked back in May during the White House press conference why the government is not doing anything about violence by the left. Cernovich retweeted his original tweet after Representative Steve Scalise was shot during a baseball game in Virginia. And his actual tweet reads, after today's press briefing was complete, a journalist asked about political violence by the left, real journalism, finally. Well, this is a valid question, though. Of course, it has a simple answer. Anybody engaged in violence for any reason, with the exception of self-defense, should be arrested and prosecuted. It doesn't matter if the person in question is Antifa, goon, or a criminal assaulting people and stealing their money. The common sense approach is of little use to the alt-right as it continues to engage in the running battle with the so-called leftists. The left-right paradigm, he says, used by the elite to control the political landscape and make meaningful changes impossible, come back into play like gangbusters after Trump was elected. And he puts a bit here that Chuck Baldwin put out, a short excerpt here. Baldwin says, ever since Trump won the Republican nomination, and even more so since he won the general election, it seems we're right back to the old Republican versus Democrat, left versus right, liberal versus conservative mentality that got us into this mess in the first place. It is to the point that major patriot radio talk show hosts are sounding more and more like Republican hacks, such as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And the so-called patriot websites seem to have lost their constitutional objectivity as well when it comes to Trump. Well, Nemo continues. He said, this has divided and marginalized the real liberty movement. It's a trick that seems to work without fail. Recall what the elite did to Ron Paul when he ran for president, or when the Tea Party movement was hijacked and turned into a cheering section for the Republican Party. And that was accomplished, by and large, by the ditz brain from Alaska. Now, the same subterfuge worked for Trump. He talked about ending the wars, which, by the way, folks, he just sent 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. I thought we were going to get out of there immediately. I guess not. He talked about ending the wars, putting the squeeze on the Federal Reserve, rolling back NAFTA and other globalist schemes designed to strip mine America, and draining to so-called swamp in Washington after he was elected. He expanded the wars, said Janet Yellen was doing a heck of a job, and signaled he wants to renegotiate NAFTA, not deep six it. Trump packed his administration with CFR operatives and handed the Treasury over to Goldman Sachs and the bankers. His top economic advisor is former Goldman Sachs crony. Now, the alt-right does not talk about this, or if they do, it is little more than rhetorical exercise. Instead, they concentrate on attacking the left. It's become an obsession. Are the leftists more of a threat to the international banking cartel and the forever war state? Hardly. The Liberty Movement was kicked to the curb the day Trump entered the White House. Well, not here. Sorry, Kurt. It has slid back into the ghetto after making substantial progress during the reign of Obama and Democrats. The alt-right dominates the news and social media. The radio talk show host alluded to above has betrayed the Liberty Movement and sold it down the river. Gee, wonder who he's talking about. Maybe the guy he used to work for? Ah! I'm sorry he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. He's severely restricted. Otherwise, he gets the Bronfman-connected attorneys breathing down his neck to empty his pockets with high-dollar attorneys. Yeah, you see how the game's played. He finishes by saying it was naive to believe that a billionaire casino and hotel magnate with zero experience in geopolitics and the Byzantine inner workings of the corporate state would drain the swamp. The Liberty Movement is now an untenable situation. Back Trump and hope against immense odds for the best, or to step back and pick up where it left off before he was elected. And I'm all for that. I am all for that. You know, I've said this repeatedly, and I hope people were paying attention when I said it. Sorry, Jeff Rentz, but take a look at his website. Well, let me pop it up here right now. Let's go back up to the top. What do we see here? We have a section on North Korea with some, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, probably 40 stories on North Korea. Okay, then we got to break this down into sections. And then we have the Islamic threat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and you can hit the more button, you get more stories. 25 stories on the evil Muslims. I'm amazed. Who did I say was sitting in the back of the theater when this play was playing out? The people that set this whole thing up. You know, folks, in order to do something worthwhile, you got to know who you're dealing with. This is a Mac Daddy of subterfuge, no doubt. Planned, oh yes. And the enablers for this, Merkel and, you know, the ex-communist that's now a full-blown, I'm the Chancellor of Germany, communist. UN that's been rigging this thing, shipping people all over the planet, saying it's a humanitarian crisis. It's all a setup. And it's mass distraction. Instead of concentrating on who is doing this and what their object really is. Wow. I'm... One of these days, we're going to be the most popular thing on this planet. Once people get their heads pulled out of wherever, some people have helped them insert their heads. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty. Well, hang on. Didn't know I was that close to break. Betty in North Carolina, hang on a second. We'll take the break. Be back here in a couple of minutes.
No reason to get excited. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. Betty in North Carolina. Go ahead, Betty.
An article in the Economist magazine last month, the May 6th article, entitled The World's Most Valuable Resource, The Data Economy, The New Rules of Competition. There's a book by Lanier and I guess Postman who helps write it called Who Owns the Future?
Mm-hmm.
And the article ends saying, the collection of data, no one yet worries that wars will be fought over data, but the data economy has the same potential for the confrontation as we've had in other areas in other decades. What do you think about that?
Without knowing more about it, I wouldn't pro-offer an opinion because I don't know enough. Betty?
It's taken me 6 readings of a 4-page article, and I doubt that there is many people who are going to read it carefully enough to be able to
overcome their own. Well, and a short phone call isn't exactly going to do
it. No. You're the only sane person I hear around, so I really thank you for existing.
Well, thank you. But, Betty, why don't you send me over that article, and I'll read it myself.
You can pull it up on the Internet very quickly, better than I can send it to you. I'm not that expert that I'm sure I could get it there.
You don't have an email?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not you know, if you just go to The Economist, the May 6th issue, page 19 to 22, you'll get a better thing than I can send it, because I'm not really very technically able at my age. You know, I'm very old.
You're never too old to learn, dear lady.
No, I'm trying.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Betty. I appreciate it. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, sending me to task to do something and making me do the work to go retrieve it and all that other stuff, sometimes I'm a little pressed for time, and I don't have the time to do it. But if you think it's important enough, email it over to me at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. Marcel in Indiana. Hello, Marcel.
Yes, John. I'm doing relatively well. I thank you. I hope the good Lord is blessing you and keeping you alive and keeping you healthy, my friend.
Well, this ain't Memorex, so the first thing, I am still alive.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
What's on your mind,
Marcel? What I'm concerned with is this. As time goes on, we're looking at things that go bananas here, there, and everywhere, and I'm trying to be real civil about this. But as I see it, the only way that we can really turn this thing around is that we get a hold to the politicians, because it seems to me that they are the ones that are orchestrating some of the things that are going on, and then there are the politician handlers that are likewise doing it. I'm a member of the unorganized militia, and I've been that way for several years. And I've been watching things go on. I've been watching things go crazy. And the guys are sitting around, they're saying, well, what's the final straw? What's the final straw? And I said, well, the final straw is when they come, when they start coming to your doors and knocking, kicking your door in and waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, that's the final straw, because they're going to start throwing us in the FEMA camps at that point. But until that point in time, we can work on our local governments, and not that it doesn't does much good, because of a bunch of them are just as corrupt as the ones all the way up top. But I am concerned that the ones up top who are virtually putting all of these things in place, and after listening to that expose last night that Michael had, with that gentleman, Caravan to Midnight, I come to understand, well, they're doing this for money, and a lot of money, and they want to continue. They've been doing it for a long time. They want to continue it, and they're bleeding us dry in the process. So we need to go after them.
Well, and when you say go after them, Marcel, we're still trying to use the ballot box, and that's not working out too well, because in this grand democracy, tell you what, hang on a second, because I have some thoughts on this. Stand by, Marcel. I've got to take this bottom of the hour break. Hold on.
What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are back. Marcel,
yes, sir?
I don't even know if at that point in time when they start kicking in doors, you know, shades of the KGB and the 2 o'clock in the morning, kick your door in Russia type of thing. I don't even know at that point in time people would recognize that as a signal of, you know, militarily you're being taken over. Because I anymore I can't distinguish the police from the military, because they melded them so carefully together under this guise of protecting us from terrorism, just sharing the information. Yeah.
Excuse me for laughing.
Well, no, I mean, it's laughable, but it's true.
I think that's what we call ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, at what point, what's going to be the trigger? The militias were, and I helped form them back in the 90s, for self-protection. This wasn't to overthrow the government or go bomb federal buildings. You know, we pulled off a Timmy the McVeigh supposed scenario, and that sidetracked everything, and the militias became the enemy for no damn good reason at all, because the communists that run the information in this country wanted it that way.
Well, we were the threat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To their regime, and as things are, the news media paints us in such a very bad light, we're still the threat to them. All America, well, of course, all America, under the age of 65, above the age of 16, are the unorganized militia. They're all a threat. Now everybody's a threat. The returning veterans,
that's right.
Any gun owner, any Christian, you're all a terrorist threat. Well, wait a minute. If we're all considered terrorists, then if you're a terrorist, who do you oppose? The opposers are, I don't hate to say it, it's our government. Or should I say, not our government, but the people who operate our government. And they've operated our government in absentia, and as well as in error. And they have usurped the authority, because we, the people, are actually the authority. Of course, a lot of people don't understand that, but we are the authority. And they've taken the authority more or less away from us because of our unknowledgeableness. And then those of us who have become knowledgeable, we are seriously a threat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When that's what I'm saying, it's those of us who are the serious threat. Those are the ones whose doors they're going to kick in.
Well,
and the problem is
yeah.
when you kick in one door, somebody's going to see it. Even though the news media is going to spin it the way they want to spin it, somebody's going to see it. Somebody is living on that block, living across that street, and saw it, and they're going to tell it. And somebody's going to listen, and they're going to tell someone else. And pretty soon, there's going to be quite a few people who are going to be real, real upset about what went on and how it went on. The problem that we have is the idiots that have been allowed to come into our country. Those are the ones that are going to use to spark this thing.
Absolutely. What was this? The grand plan of one of the Illuminists himself? Mentioned this, that they were going to use the Islamics for to start World War III.
Yeah. They're going to use them.
Hold on a second here, Marcel. You got to let me in here.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. This is why I've sat back and I've watched the alternative media and other people that have had talk shows on this very network, all sitting back and going, oh, the Islam is now the threat, without going and doing their deep background, understanding, and having the courage to come out and speak what that one important component to this scenario really is about. Marcel? As long as I'm at the helm of this ship, I will keep it on a straight and narrow course. I'm not going to run it on the shoals. I'm not going to go out in deep water and sink it. I hate to say this, and I really do hate to make this admission, that we seem to be the only people that have our heads screwed on straight. So,
and they're constantly trying to silence that.
Well,
I do understand. And it's part of their game plan. I can see that. But there's not enough of us who are willing to say, okay, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to the rally, or I'm going to the protest. A friend of mine said to me, he said succinctly, he said, Marcel, this thing is not going to happen until it comes to the people's door, until they realize that it's in their fate. And right now, it's not there yet. everybody's got, you know, they got their boat, they got their motorcycle, and they got their lovely home and three squares and roof over the head, and nothing at this particular point is abridging that. Nothing is coming up against that as yet, but it's coming.
Well, just as long
as I'm afraid of is when it happens, and it's going to be too dead blasted late.
Well, some would argue that it's already too late, but I'm not going to sell this thing short because I think what you're going to be seeing here in the future is people that are going to be so rattled, they're going to have to take a position. And when you do that, funny things start to happen. You know, it's amazing then what you'll leave into your warped little brain to straighten it out. I don't know, Marcel. I only know this, that we have the rule book. We have what is necessary. How to get these people to pay attention to the rule book is another matter. And we're not going to be able to do it through this ballot box. We still have the soapbox here. We're exercising that right. But one day, I'm sure that they're going to make that go away as well, which is going to be the litmus test, as far as I'm concerned. That's going to be the true canary in the coal mine, because I'm not deviating. Bring him down for a second so I can get a thought out here. Evidently, he can't hear me. At any rate, to sum this up, Marcel, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better, but it's going to force people to take positions and take sides. Unfortunately, that's the way it's going to go down. Hopefully, we'll end up with more people on our side than what's on their side. I don't know. Marcel, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Sovereign Man, I got to get through these calls because there's information I want to go over here before we get out of here on this Friday. Sovereign Man in Freedom Land, how you doing?
I'm blessed, John. How are you tonight?
Still broke, still doing a pledge drive. Have you donated lately?
I haven't. You know, I'm one of the 100 million out of work.
Ah,
yeah.
I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind the audience that there's a chat room, the National Intel. It's actually nationalintelreport.chattango.com. It's CHATANGO. And the article that Betty was talking about, the link is in there. Just for future reference, there's another box. It's called the chat box. Okay, so we can exchange ideas in there for those that are technologically challenged.
Do me a favor. What I'd like to do here is I'd like to post that on our website.
Sent it to the board up.
You already? Okay.
Yep, I'm one, John. You know, I can do things.
I'm still in the dark here. Mike, what are you saying to me? Okay, but that's the economist.com news leader, but he mentioned a specific website. Please repeat that again.
Oh, it's nationalintelreport.chattango.com.
That's exactly right. So if people want to join in that chat room that are going there, that are paying attention to us, that's where I would like them to go, Mike. Okay?
Yeah, actually, we made that a long time ago. I spoke with Dan, and I said, what do you think? He said, yeah, throw it up. Let's see what happens.
All right.
So we did it.
All right. Well,
anyway, I just want to make one more bullet point.
Mm-hmm.
When people say our government, I govern myself. I don't have a government, okay? The government of the so-called nation is an occupancy. I'm just pray that we can get back to, you know, the governing of by and for the people and not.
Yeah, and you know what, the Sovereign Man, you know, this is going to sound stupid to some people, but it's a hell of a lot easier to manage a government that's supposed to be following the rule book.
Yeah, well, when the rule book is over 300 million, you know, statutes, regulations, ordinances, and...
No. You're talking about...
You mean those 10 commandments or the 10 amendments?
And as I've said before, it's no accident we had 10 amendments, 10 original amendments, and we had 10 commandments. But no, I'm talking about the republic and how it's supposed to operate and where the government is supposed to be. And as I refer to it, not coloring outside those lines. They really have turned this country into a democracy. They truly have.
Yeah, the republic only lasted about 11 years, John.
11 years?
11 years, yeah.
Okay, when you make a statement like that, Sovereign Man, what else you got behind that?
What else do I have behind it? Have you looked lately? This nation, they call it a quote-unquote, a nation fighting for the people to break away from the tyrannical king, you know, to give peace and liberty to our fellow mankind. You've got the Statue of Liberty out there, but this nation has been at war 224 years out of 241, occupying in 155 nations.
Now I understand where the 11 years comes from. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, you know, and again, you know, I don't know where it was written. Now they call it humanitarian aid, or they create organization, or they create organizations such as NATO, that we're bound by this treaty to run to the rescue of anybody, an attack on anybody in that NATO environment or anybody else of their choosing. We've got to run to their rescue, play policeman, and go in there and hand it over to the communist. Basically, that's what I've seen done. But, yeah, we have been a warring nation. Now, I guess they're not satisfied with just warring on other innocent people. And when I say innocent, those that have not attacked the United States. But, yeah, okay, I can see where you get the 11 years now. Actually, it's a little bit more. But at any rate.
Yeah. Well, you got to get. They had to do a running start. You know, I wasn't part of all that back then. I didn't sign any documents. I'm not bound by all that.
Yeah.
You know, I challenged. I rebut the presumption. More people need to do that. Rebut their presumption that they have jurisdiction over you. You'll see your life change.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Sovereign Man. I appreciate your call.
Blessings, John.
Thank you. For the democracy for which it stands. One nation under a president that is the what? Commander-in-chief only in times of war? Okay. So when have we not been at war with... Oh, but see, well, we're not blowing up other people. And, you know, we don't take into account the black operations, CIA, toppling governments, that sort of thing. You know, we don't include financing the opposition to people that we want to see go bye-bye. We don't talk about those things. Yeah. I fully understand that. It's not profitable being too peaceful, is it? I wanted to squeeze this in before the end of the program here. At least $285 million. And when I said the other day that when you've got something that's getting ready to break, that you get out ahead of the story, and I use the Netflix produced program House of Cards. And it's really instructional. If you don't adhere to the storyline and don't believe that, you know, these characters are actually real, which I'm sure that you don't. But some of the scenarios that are presented are in actuality in use right now. You know, this whole thing about the Clinton Foundation. Well, how many times you hear the Clinton Foundation mentioned now on mainstream? You don't. The only thing that you're hearing now is, the ties to Donald Trump in Russia and, you know, all this. This is how you get out ahead of the story, because the real story here is the Clinton Foundation. The real story is Secretary of State, and this broad should be in jail right now. No two ways about it. Billy should be in jail. No doubt about it. So how you get ahead of, say, Hillary Clinton? Harry Reid in his part, being Nevada state senator. You know, do you think it's just an accident Harry Reid decided to give up and take vacation here, a permanent vacation? I don't think so. There's more to the story. I just talked to Shepard Embellus a couple of weeks ago over in Telehub. He said at least $2.85 million flowed to the Clinton family through a series of five Russian-backed donations. After a massive uranium deal was signed off by the State Department and other agencies during Hillary's tenure. Shockingly, between the years 2009 and 2013, Russian-backed interests assumed control of one-fifth, or 20%, of the U.S. uranium supply, along with several highly lucrative mines in Kazakhstan through a secret backdoor deal with the Clintons, as reported by Joe Becker and Mike McIntyre back a couple of years ago in 2015. The report was groundbreaking, and if you think about it, the report should have triggered the real Russian narrative. You know, the one where the Clintons sold America's most strategic asset, that is, uranium, used to produce nuclear fuel and possibly weapons of mass destruction. Of course, such a narrative never came to pass because, to the contrary, the fake Trump-Russia narrative was born, sidetracking and getting out ahead of the general public from what's really going on. Now, according to Becker and McIntyre, Uranium One's chairman used his family foundation to make four donations, totaling $2.35 million. And those contributions were not publicly disclosed by the Clintons, despite an agreement Mrs. Clinton had struck with the Obama White House to publicly identify all donors. Other people with ties to the company made donations as well. Now, if that's not enough, Billy Clinton, received an additional $500,000 from a Russian investment bank with ties to Uranium One, bringing the grand total influx from Russia to $2.8 million, $2,800,000. And to top it off, the donations went unreported by the Clinton Foundation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Clintons actually did shady business with the Russians against the best interests of the United States of America and personally benefited from doing so. They have got to be held accountable, but, you know, we just can't seem to get past this little narrative. Oh, by the way, the Hammonds property, that was helped along by Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton. When she was Secretary of State. Now, but that what they're doing here is just repeating ad nauseum the Trump-Russia connection over and over and over again when it's been all but disproved. And then to add logs to that little fire, oh, we bring up the ex-FBI guy that's in there acting as independent, going to find a bad guy. James Comey, which helped upset an election. But really, it was Seth Rich that blew the whistle on Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And, of course, he was made to go bye-bye. Three attorneys dead in less than 2 weeks in Florida. About what? Oh, about the DNC. See, folks, you create if you cannot function. You got to keep up with a lie. Keep repeating it over and over and over again. What is that? That disincludes any conversation about Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the dirty deeds that were done, Haiti, the whole nine yards, folks. That precludes any intelligent conversation. These people are told what to talk about and what not to talk about. There's a lot of scared politicians. It would not surprise me, and I kid you not, I would not be surprised to see half the politicians in Washington, D.C. to be implicated in one way or another with Hillary Clinton, her foundation, somebody getting some grease envelope shoved under the door. I don't care. But this is the biggest threat to us in this country right now, is not just Hillary Clinton. It's the people that are behind her. And I'm not talking politics here, folks. I'm talking about people that say they're a Republican or a Democrat. No, they're just in the business of making connections and making money and being in the power circle. When we get to that point, and I hope Jeff Sessions, I hope this guy has enough guts to move ahead, investigating the Clinton Foundation, charges being made, people being brought into court. That will put a crack in their control of this country. And as I explained earlier today, you can see Barack Obama with his war chest, all of his volunteers, 250 offices out there to go into the community to help straighten things out. No, it's just going to be a rabble-rousing, and they're just going to keep repeating the lies at the top of their lungs. They're going to say whatever they're told to say, and they're going to say it very loudly. We are probably going to be heading into some of the darkest days of this country. Hey, I'm sorry, you said what? It's dark already? Oh, no. It can get darker and uglier. By the way, Betty in North Carolina, theeconomist.com, I have that story. I will print it out and I will read it. Thank you for the tip. This uranium deal alone would put Hillary Clinton in jail for the rest of her life, along with Bill. Can even touch Chelsea and everybody else that was involved. But not only that, folks, this is at the very core. You want to talk about a swamp? This is the swamp and the people that back it. Hope Jeff Sessions has the guts to go after it. Because we're going to get these fakers out of this disinformation mode that they're in. Just to shake them so hard that they have to drop what they're doing and run like hell. Once the American people start to figure this thing out, and it's going to take men of courage to do it, folks. I don't know the last time we had a statesman in Washington, D.C. Now they're just a bunch of politicians. Politic. Many-headed, blood-sucking insect. Well, do we have any blood left to bleed? Not much. But I'll tell you what we do have. We still have ourselves. We still have the truth. And if that ain't enough, still got my gun. Haven't got the motorcycle no more. Don't have any other distractions there at home. But I know what I got. Do you? Help us survive, folks. Make a donation to this network. Keep us on the air. If not, you're going to end up with people that are no better than neocons that have taken the Islamic threat and that's all they want to talk about without going to the very core of the people that have helped engineer it. Make a donation to the network. Call us today. It's a Friday, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Mike. He'd be happy to take your donation. Or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a donation. The donate button is right at the top. Our mailing address here. Want to stay out of that? Send a money order, FRNs wrapped in foil, or a check through the mail? Fine. Our address is RBN. The address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you go to the webpage, the donate, in case you didn't get that address, it's up there. Make a donation. Make a good donation. And sign up for a monthly donation. It'll automatically be taken out of your account. Folks, what's scaring me more of the landscape that I see with the alternative media, looks like we're going to be the last one standing here. I'm not going to compromise this network, and I'm not going to compromise what we do.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.